In the Pied of Ma'oz Tzur, in the stanza which is talking about Purim, we said the Lashon Rav Bana v'Kinyanav ala Eitz Talisa. Remember, Tyler, the both the Bana of Haman and his Kinyanim and his property, his wealth, was hung on the tree. And the question is, what is the meaning of this, that Kinyanav ala Eitz Talisa? Where do we find that Haman's Kinyanim, Haman's property, his wealth, was hung on the tree? And I once saw a beautiful hasbir from Reb Shalom Shechter Shlita. This, I think, was brought down in one of his Sfarim. Who's Mazbal Pi the Gemara over here in Daf Tesvav and Beis? And the Gemara says the Darshan is the pasuk in the Megillah that Haman says V'chol Zeh Neinu Shavali. He said all this, all of my wealth is not worth it to me when I see that Mordechai is not being Kareah. So the Gemara is bothered with the Lashon Zeh. He sounds like he's pointing to his wealth. So the Gemara says Amar Blaza. I'm sorry. It says that Melamed Shekol Ginazav Shalisa Rasha Chakukin Alibay. You learn from here that all of Haman's wealth, all of his property was chakuk, was engraved al libay. It was shashras melech yesh b'sharim melech amar kozen eno shavali. So he actually pointed to his nechasim, all of his property, all his wealth was engraved al libay. He had something he was wearing like a necklace that had all of his property on it, all of his finances, all of his wealth, and that's what he referred to when he says v'chozen eno shavali. Memele Reb Shalom said when they hung Haman, this his nechasim got hung with him because it was chakukin al libay, and that could be the pshat of Rav Bana v'kinyanav ala Eitz Talisa. There was actually a tliya that happened to his kinyanim, to his wealth as well. There's another hasbara I saw from Reb Shach. This is printed in the Yeshur and Chelik Yud Aleph. Reb Shach said al pi the Rambam in Hilchos Avanim Perek Tes Halacha Beis. The Rambam says that Akum is able to be meicha bana v'vnaisav shenemer mehem tiknu. A guy could sell his children as avadim. He saw he can't do that, but a guy could, and he said that's mavur from the Rambam. Then Akum has a kinyan aguf in his children. He has a mamanistik a kinyan in his children besides from being banim. The soul does not have such a kinyan, but Akum does. So he says that could be the pshat in kinyanov. Kinyanov is referring to his children because the banim of Akum are also considered kinyanov, and the paitim repeated it twice for the rhyme. Rav banav v'kinyanov. Kinyanov is going back on banim. Another way of a poetic way of saying banim because the Akum taki has a kinyan aguf in his banim. So that could be two biurim in the Lashon of Ma'oz Tzur, Rav Bana B'Kinyanov, Al Ha'etz Talisa.